Issue 11, Ability, the New Zealand Disability Karate Association Newsletter. Winter 2021. Tena koutou. Welcome to the winter issue of the New Zealand Disability Karate Association Newsletter. This time last year, we were also in Level 2 lockdown. We were starting to learn about bubbles, wearing masks, and keeping each other safe. As a result of everyone being sensible, we have only been at Level 2 for a week rather than the month we spent at Level 2 last year. And now we are back training together again. Fantastic! Who has graded? There has been one grading since our last newsletter. We now have one new yellow belt and five new orange belts. We have six new members. All are likely to grade to yellow belt before the spring newsletter. It would not be surprising to see some green belts in the dojo before the end of the year. In our club there are now 7 white belts, 10th Q, 2 yellow belts, 9th Q, 9 orange belts, 8th Q, no green belts, 7th Q. Getting ready for tournament. Kapiti Karate Academy ran an awesome karate tournament in June. There were 137 competitors representing 11 different karate clubs from around Wellington. This was the first time this has happened in the Wellington region. Sensei had the privilege of representing our club this year. Next year, it would be great to have a group of us take part in the KKA Champs 2022. Let Sensei know if you want to take part in the 2022 tournament. There will be kata, kumite, kubudu, and noodle kendo. A massive thank you to Kapiti Karate Academy for making the event so special. What is noodle kendo? Noodle kendo is like bo kumite for kids. A bit like our noodle game. The big difference is you are sparring another competitor who also has a noodle. We will practice this in class, so we should be awesome by the time we enter the 2022 tournament. What is coming up? Our plans for the next quarter. Run special self-defense class for local community. Complete the update of the training syllabus for the new grades and weapons training. Complete work on the new information pack for schools and local businesses. Continue work on the incident response plan for the club. Marketing and fundraising will be a big focus for this quarter. We are targeting businesses around Wellington. Continue work on a children's book as a fundraiser, which will be self-published on Amazon. Agree the changes for tournament to support people living with disability. Remember, you can invite your friends along to class. Little Blue's Karate Tip. This is a reminder on how to do the first three moves in kata sanchin. This will be helpful to anyone who has just started to learn this kata. We move forward in sanchin dach with our right foot. Both arms in inside hooking block, ichi uke, and slightly angled out. Our back foot moves forward to just in front of our other foot, and then turns in as it lands. The back foot then straightens. Now we move our arms. Pull the left arm back, ready to strike. Remember to keep the other arm very still. Now slowly strike mid-level Chodanzuki and slightly inwards. Slowly return to the inside hooking block, ichi uke. And now the other foot. Our left foot moves forward to just in front of the other foot, and then turns as it lands. The back foot then straightens. Remember to keep your arms very still as you move your feet. Back to our arms. Pull the right arm back, ready to strike. Remember to keep the other arm very still. Again, slowly strike mid-level Chodanzuki and slightly inwards. And slowly return to the inside hooking block, ichi uke. We repeat the moves, so we end up with the right foot forward again, And that is how we do the first three sets of moves in Kata Sanchin. Look out for the spring issue and feel free to share this newsletter with your friends. Membership is free and open to anyone who wishes to take part in the martial arts training offered by the club. All details are on our website, www.karatedojo.nz. The end.